guess I vacillate as to what is my favourite part of the trial, the opening or the closing. Sometimes the closing, that for me, you were saying earlier that cross-examination is the sexy part of the trial. I think the closing address probably is for me, but the opening address is almost as, if not just as important, because that's your opportunity, and particularly, you know, as the Crown Prosecutor, you've got the advantage of being able to connect with the jury right from the beginning. They've just heard, certainly in our jurisdiction, the opening remarks of the judge go for about 45 minutes where the judge explains to them what the onus and standard of proof is and what the course of the trial is going to be and what time lunch is and what time we're going to finish each day and all of that sort of formal stuff about the trial. And it seems to go for an endless period of time. So that when you rise to your feet after all of that and you then get the opportunity to open, I think the jury is sitting there desperate to hear something interesting, to hear something really quite, you know, engaging. And one of the techniques that I tell people is you need a fuck at the beginning. You need something, I'm sorry if I'm not allowed to swear, but there's a point to it. You need something at the beginning that is going to bring the jury into the room. I say you need a fuck at the beginning by analogy. You need something that jars, something that pricks their attention. So I think it's vitally important to give a lot of thought to the opening three or four lines of your opening address, what you are going to say that in very short compass has the combined effect of telling the jury very shortly what the trial is about, but in a way that is going to grab their attention and get them excited and interested to hear what's going to come next. It's important to maintain that, I think, throughout the course of your opening as well. And so you've got to mix up your communication styles. And so I'll often be known to say you need a fuck in the middle as well. So you need something that's, you know, once the attention starts to sort of wane a bit and maybe you're getting into the body of the story a little more and it's a little more about the events and a little less about the theatre, well, then you need to change something about your communication style. And maybe that's when you can turn to an exhibit and show them a photograph of the scene or the weapon or a physical exhibit like the weapon, you know, produce the knife that was used to commit the offence, something like that, so that then they shift their information gathering technique from being purely oral to then being visual. And so it brings them back in the room again. All of these things might be very sort of negligible in terms of their overall impact, but it still changes, for me, it still changes the way that the communication is happening and, again, in my view, keeps them engaged, keeps them interested, and if they're interested and engaged in the story that you're telling, well, then they're more likely to do what you want them to do in the end.
Do you have an example for something that you could say at the beginning? And this, of course, isn't for everyone to start saying it at the beginning of their speeches, but anything you can offer?
The trials that I do are usually murder trials. So I suppose it's easier to find something sexy, something engaging about the start of a trial. But let me share with you an opening address that I did. So it's a little more than three or four lines, but I'm sure you'll get the gist of what I was trying to achieve.
Go for it.
Shortly after 10 a.m. on the morning of the 16th of March 2014, the body of Alexis Jeffrey was discovered by Adam Phillips as he and his son were making their way along the McIntyre River in Gundawindi. They'd set out to go fishing that morning when they made the grisly discovery of Alexis on the bank. She was virtually naked. naked except for a bra that was pulled up so as to expose her breasts. She was lying on her back. One of her hands was dangling in the water of the river. It was obvious that she had significant injuries to her head, to her face, and to her neck. It was obvious that she was dead. Triple O was called and emergency services came, but there was nothing that could be done for Alexis. It was clear that she was dead. This trial is about who did that to her, and in particular, was it Robert Trebek who did that to Alexis Jeffrey? And then I went on and started telling the story of the events. So by setting the scene in terms of the grisly discovery of the deceased on the bank of the river, I guess like those, the first couple of minutes of those crime shows that we see all too frequently on television, even before the credits roll, there's a short sequence, a couple of minutes of some aspect of the story, some event that is designed to get you in and get your attention. And so that's what I was trying to achieve by setting the scene in that way with poor Alexis on the bank of the McIntyre River in Gundawindi. He was convicted, by the way. He was convicted.
Because I thought, wow, that is interesting. I want to know what happened at the end. That's really incredibly helpful advice in terms of getting someone's attention. And I also think that for civil practitioners or any other area, you really can bring that in and make it interesting for whatever tribunal.
I think that's right. If you put some effort into actually finding the story in your case and then trying to lead with that, no matter how mundane, and look, some matters aren't going to be necessarily mundane, but they'll be ever so slightly less mundane if you put some effort into actually telling the story of your case. And I think it is such a wasted opportunity when advocates rise to their feet and they lead with, as His Honour has just told you, my name's Carl Heaton and I'm the Crown Prosecutor. So I'm going to tell you now about what this trial is about and what evidence is that I expect that you'll hear called during the course of this trial. Like, already at that point, I'm bored. And I'm sure a jury would be too, and particularly bearing in mind that they've just sat through 45 minutes of the judge giving them all of that sort of formal stuff. Dispense with it. Tell the story. Rise to your feet and grab their attention right from the beginning. That's my advice to people.
Thank you for listening to the Advocacy Podcast, Journeys to Excellence. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe and visit us at theadvocacypodcast.com for reading lists and other resources. Until next time.